Well, there's the school bell. Run, run, you don't want to be late for class. Come to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get a chair, turn up your radio, and get your Bible and be turning it to Daniel chapter 5. And we're going to be studying Daniel chapter 5 in this lesson. This is the 76th time that we've had a class at the Warren County Radio Bible School. Now, if you'll go get your Bible while you're turning to Daniel 5, I'll tell you that this Bible school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Sunday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. We've been meeting in this place and worshiping God, as we are told to do in the New Testament, for over 100 years, and you should see how we're doing. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and then superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying lessons that were written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of 1922. And the Sunday school lesson for July 16th of 1922 is called The Handwriting on the Wall, and the lesson comes from Daniel chapter 5. Now, as we're going to see when we get into this lesson, that the king, Belshazzar, was drinking. In fact, he was drinking wine out of the vessels that they had taken from the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. It is almost as though he is in mockery. He is certainly profaning the holy instruments that they took away from the Solomon's temple in Jerusalem when Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed that city. And so many years later, he's drinking wine from those vessels, and that's part of what gets him in trouble. This is called a temperance lesson, because temperance, back in 1922, had the idea of controlling yourself around intoxicating beverages. Now, last time we had a temperance lesson, I laid a challenge before the radio audience to try to justify the partaking of intoxicating beverages from the Bible. Some say, well, it's all right to drink if you don't drink much. Well, intoxicating, they call it intoxicating because it's toxic. It is poison. Would you say it's all right to take a little poison as long as you don't poison yourself? Well, no, you wouldn't do that. If anyone can find a justification for drinking just a little bit, just for the matter of pleasure. Now, we're not talking about a medical use or something like that, but just casual drinking for the enjoyment and the pleasure. It's casual recreational drug abuse is what it is. If you think the Bible justifies that, then let me know. You can email me at wmhboyd@aol.com. You can either email me, or if you want, you can text me at that same address, wmhboyd@aol.com. And if you send me something in that you think justifies the consumption of beverage alcohol for pleasure, well, I'll read that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm also going to show how you have misunderstood that and how foolish what you have sent in really is. And so I lay that challenge before you. Now, we're going to be taking the lesson today from the book of Daniel, as I said, Daniel chapter 5, and I want to read the entire chapter. Here it is. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords, and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and the silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar his father had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords and his wives and his concubines might drink therefrom. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his lords and his wives and his concubines drank from them. they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver and of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth the fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed in him, and his thoughts troubled him, and the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the enchanters and the Chaldeans and the soothsayers. The king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then came in all the king's wise men. But they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were perplexed. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. The queen spake and said, "O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, made him master of the magicians, enchanters, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Forasmuch as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding and interpreting dreams and showing of dark sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Then was Daniel brought in before the king. The king spake unto Daniel and said, "Art thou that Daniel, who art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Judah? I have heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that a light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in thee. And now the wise men and the enchanters have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make it known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. But I've heard of thee, that thou canst give interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Nevertheless, I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father the kingdom, and greatness, and glory, and majesty. And because of the greatness that he gave him, all the peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he raised up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his spirit was hardened, so that he dealt proudly, he was disposed from the kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. He was fed with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until he knew that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and that he setteth up over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thy heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of the house before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine from them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and of gold, of brass and iron and wood and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand sent from before him, and this writing was inscribed. And this is the writing that was inscribed: Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and brought it to an end. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar that they clothe Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. And that night Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was slain, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Well, that's the story of the handwriting on the wall. The golden text for this lesson is found in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 14. God will bring every work into judgment with every hidden thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The devotional reading is the chapter of Isaiah, chapter 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of Jehovah, the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. For behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert, and the glowing sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the habitation of jackals where they lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for the redeemed. The wayfaring man, yea, fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up thereon. They shall not be found, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of Jehovah shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be on their heads, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. In the introduction to this lesson, we read about the rulers of Babylon. And at the time of this lesson, Daniel was an old man, for the 70 years foretold by Jeremiah was drawing to a close. I have time to read that. It's in Jeremiah chapter 25, 12 through 13. Jeremiah had said 70 years or more before, it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon, that nation, saith Jehovah, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it desolate for ever. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book which Jeremiah hath prophesied against the nations. For many nations and great kings shall make bondmen of them, even of them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands." That's all we're going to have time for today. You tune into the next class, and we'll start looking at Elam's notes from Daniel chapter 5 and learn what we can. You have listened so well, the old schoolmaster says. You may now be dismissed.